Love you guys for being present today. This recognition humbles me incredibly. Junior Achievement has allowed me to work with various people, from first graders to successful entrepreneurs. Junior Achievement has impacted my life since I was a freshman, allowing me to learn financial literacy through a class finance part, a class that teaches high school students the advantages of saving, a bank account, taxes, and other crucial financial information every adult should know. Then, as a junior, I participated in High School Heroes, a program that allows high school students to teach elementary schools about finance, community, and entrepreneurship. This was a learning experience. I mastered leadership, public speaking, and problem-solving skills. I was nominated Student of the Year for JA, and I went through a series of challenging and competitive interviews. This alone granted me with interview skills that have helped me obtain a job and acceptance on on-site college interviews and social skills that will help me throughout my life. As student ambassador, I have attended events such as golf tournament to speak about all the skills I have acquired from JA. I also attended a McDonald's in New York City, which were full of great entrepreneurships and JA volunteers who spoke about the importance of connection, humility, and hard work. Furthermore, JA has aided me with the knowledge of financial aid throughout my college application process. Junior Achievement has impacted my life in a tremendous way, even before the title of Student Ambassador. It has gifted me with many skills and learning experiences that will last me a lifetime. As a first generation Hispanic immigrant, I am proud to be a student ambassador for JA. With this pride, I represent my community, my hardworking mother, my supportive father, and Amiga Memorial High School. With this same pride, I am able to set an example for my younger siblings and future immigrant students who come to this country looking for an opportunity to succeed. Thank you for your recognition.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Fales still has the mic, but I think I can speak on behalf of the entire school board that we are so proud of your accomplishments. You are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, and we look forward to hearing about more wonderful things for you in your future career. Thank you so much for coming to me.
So our second presentation, recognizing our outstanding New York State Championship soccer team, is going to be postponed until the January board meeting. A number of the players were a little under the weather, as well as our director of athletics, and we wanted to do the presentation when everyone who is deserving of such recognition will be here. So that will be at the January meeting. So I know that was kind of a hook to get everybody out tonight, but you got to come back again in January. Thank you, Ms. Johnson.
All right. Thank you. At this point in time, is there any community input on agenda items only? Any community input on agenda items only at this time? Seeing none, I will move forward. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 2A1 through 3, please?
Second.
Jeanette Santos first. Mr. Heller, second. Any questions regarding the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 2C, 1 through 3? So moved. Carol C. Hawk first. Leslie Kretz, second. Any questions regarding these agenda items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3A1?
Motion to approve.
Juan Leon first. Leslie Kretz second. This matter was discussed in executive session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to table agenda item 3A2 and 3, please? I need a first.
First.
Carol Seahill, first. Dave Heller, second. These two items are just being tabled because it's an agreement in principle and needs to be ratified by the union first. Mr. Sheen, did I get that correct?
That's correct.
All right, thank you. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3A4, please? Jeanette Santos first. Dr. Fulton is second. So, Joan, can we just have those updated catalogs? So before we call for a vote on this, is there any there was this discussion that occurred last week from the catalog, Joan? So if there's any update you can provide us. Publicly appreciate any update from last week from the meeting. There were a number of items that we had spoke about and some of it you addressed to us in our update on Friday. We can just share with the public some of those updates in regards to
we have to one of the questions raised at the previous board meeting had to do with the course requirements for graduation. So the high school catalog now includes the June 2022 updated New York State diploma requirements applicable to all students enrolled in grades 9 and 2. And as you know, the state continues to look at alternate pathways for our students toward graduation. The expected Blue Ribbon panel will further change this. So this is both the middle school and the high school should be looked at as fluid documents that give in state education department announcements periodically on the web. It will be updated to reflect all of the changes. I think that was the first question that was raised. The second had to do with the NCAA. I'll link, it is there. I apologize, I don't know, I think it might be page 11, but it is there. And when it's on the web, it'd be very clear that it is a link for all of the courses. The third area was there were several interim slash acting words that were used on the cover page where it referred to several of our staff members, our administrators, and those with corrections were made.
I think the other question that it had, there was something about Super from Syracuse.
Oh, yes. And we're not offering that anymore. Yes, we have never offered a Super English course. We do have Super classes that are listed in there, Super Physics, Chemistry, Sociology, and two more. This is even to a probably another one.
Forensics.
Oh, Forensics, yes, thank you so much. Public policy.
Thank you, team. Right, and they will be offered again.
Yes, they are. They were included in the, I think the specific question was about English. And a number of years ago, as a matter of fact, the last time I was here, we made a concerted effort to increase the number of AP classes offered and the number of students taking those AP. The department at that time felt that the Super English class would conflict with the enrollment in the AP classes. In addition to that, as you know, enrollment in some of our college university classes dropped last year. And the reason was that the change was made that the district could no longer offer tuition to our students because it would be unfair to offer tuition to be paid in colleges to some of our students and not all of our students. That unfortunately affected the enrollment in some of the classes that our college and university got.
I think Dr. Fulton had a question.
I had a question, more of a statement. Madam President, I would request that in the future,
I understand it. It's a busy time of the season. And but we voted to talk to everyone here that we would get them in a timely manner, meeting a few days in advance, you know, or maybe a week in advance. So, and I understand they were sent out in the transmittal here, but this is the final product here. So, give the board opportunity to look at this and review.
Thank you, Dr. Fulton. I think that you're not the only one who which is in agreement with that statement that we had the ability to see the draft last week. We made some suggestions. And so seeing the final draft before tonight would have been very beneficial for all of us as the board members. So therefore, we had any additional questions. And I do have another question. But,
I'll be happy to
question. Okay. All right. So it's just in regards to the super. In the super, there was information that existed in there in the previous course catalog documents. Is that information going to be provided in this course catalog document? So there's like a whole paragraph about it in the previous course catalog. Are we going to include it back in this? Because I didn't, as I was scanning through it, I didn't see it.
I don't know the answer to that, but I'll be able to find it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And any other questions or comments regarding the course catalog? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3B1 with the one modification, which is on page one. Number one, the effective date should be January 6th through 2023, not January 6th through 2022. So can I have a motion to approve the PAR as stated, except with the adjustment of that date, which is for Lewis Cologne, and the effective date would be 1-6-2023. Dr. Fulton is first. Mr. Heller is second. Any other questions in regards to the item? For all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3C1 through 3, please?
So moved.
Leslie Kretz is first.
Second.
Carol Seahawk is second. Any questions regarding these items? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3D1, please? Dave Keller first.
Yeah.
Dr. Fulton is second. Any questions regarding the Treasury report? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3E1 through 11? 3E1 through 11. Leslie Kretz is first. Dr. Fulton is second. Any question, Mr. Sheen?
Yes.
All the contacts have been reviewed.
Yes.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve agenda item 3F1?
So moved.
Carol Seahorn first. Jeanette Santos second. Any questions regarding the approval of conferences? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 7-0. Mr. Sheen, do you have any information for open session?
Nothing for this evening.
All right, thank you. There was update, as I stated before, from legal that occurred in executive session. Dr. Fail?
Yes, thank you, Ms. Johnson. This is a very special time of year. As we all know, as we are approaching the holidays, there are so many fascinating events that are going on around our district. I would just like to highlight some of them for the community. First and foremost, our high school basketball team, Varsity Boys Basketball, won their first home game yesterday. The score was, I think it was something, Joan, do you remember, 70 to 32 or something like that. It was a phenomenal, exciting game. And also last night, the Park Avenue Elementary School's music students, the band, the chorus, the orchestra performed an outstanding concert. The concert was held at the high school auditorium, and it really showed how wonderful our students are and the high quality of the music program. Some other concerts coming up. The kindergarten concert and art showcase is going to be Tuesday, 9:45 and 1:45 during the day at Northwest School. The middle school's winter concert and art showcase is Tuesday, December 20th, 7 o'clock at night, but at the high school auditorium. Okay, all of our concerts are there. Secondary schools. Grade one concert and art showcase at Northwest, Wednesday, December 21st, 9:45, 1:45, grade two. Thursday, again, 9:45 and 1:45. And the culminating event, the Amityville Memorial High School winter concert and showcase, is going to be Thursday night, December 22nd, 7 o'clock p.m. at the high school auditorium. That is always a wonderful way to start the holidays. I encourage as many of our residents to come out to that concert and to all of our concerts. Northeast Elementary's concert is Friday morning, December 23rd, 10:30 a.m. at Northeast. This morning, it was a wonderful time at Northeast to visit the pre-K students constructing their edible gingerbread houses. And the kids had a great time. Channel 12 was there, and it was spotlighted by Channel 12 throughout the day today. It just was a wonderful time. I also encourage our community members to try to come out to some of the athletic events. They are posted on our website, and come out and support our teams. There's a lot going on in the district, a lot of wonderful, positive things. We take advantage of them as administrators and board members, but we'd like to encourage our residents to come out with them as well.
So, Dr. Pell, before you go on with your report, just in regards to some of, once again, for the concert for Park Avenue, I came in for the chorus. They were phenomenal. It was really, really very good to hear them. They did a fantastic job. The director did a fantastic job. So if that's an indication of anything that's going forward with the other schools, it's going to be great. In regards to some of the athletic events, I know that there's the Fred Williams tournament that's this Friday. And for those people who may not be aware, Fred Williams was a very dedicated employee in the district for many years. He was the he was a PE teacher, and he was the high school basketball coach. And he was a tall gentleman, but he was a gentle soul. He was a man that really commanded respect, but did it in a very quiet way. And so this tournament, for those of us who remember him, is something that's very special. And I hope as we move forward that people can remember who he was and what he accomplished when he was here in our district as a teacher and as a coach, as well as Mr. Claude Beyer, who was a math teacher in our district for a number of years and also was a coach for the girls basketball team. So these are two individuals who gave a dedicated amount of time to our district, and they are recognized by the name on the court at the high school. So I just felt like that was important to mention because, as I stated, there are people that are new to our district who don't know who Fred Williams was, who Claude Beyer was. They were both excellent teachers, but they were also excellent what they did as coaches. They commanded respect from their players, and commanded respect from individuals in the classroom setting, as well as in the gym with Mr. Williams. And Mr. Williams was a man of few words, and I had him as a teacher, but I can tell you that he spoke. Just listened. He was just one of those individuals. I had Mr. Beyer as a teacher, the same thing. When he spoke, he just sat there and he listened and he didn't question much of anything. So I just felt it was important for people in the community to really know who these two individuals are. And Mr. Beyer was at the girls' tournament over the weekend. He has had some illnesses, but he was there. This band is working so that way he could see and see the band. So I mean, it probably really felt it was important to say.
No, extremely important. Something else people may not know about Mr. Beyer is that he was a math teacher at what was the junior high at that time. and he taught ninth grade algebra. Throughout his career, 100% of his students passed in the Regents exam. Never had the Regents fail. So, I want to comment on something that was mentioned at the board meeting last week and just clarify it a little bit. And this is about the problem we are having with earth science and recruiting earth science teachers. First, none of our classes went without a teacher in the room for 4 months. That did not happen. What happened was in October, one of the high school earth science teachers took a leave, a family medical leave, earlier than what was expected. So for 9 days, a substitute teacher was assigned to the classroom to cover the class as a substitute. Following that time, our district science teachers took over the classes and taught the students while the administration searched and looked for additional earth science teachers. The students completed their work, they were graded, and they were graded accordingly. But for those students who needed additional time or support, and the judgment of the teacher who felt that students needed more time to complete some of the lab assignments, and in fairness to the students to make sure that the grade was accurate, they were provided a temporary grade of incomplete so that any work that was owed during the first Martin period could be made up. And the remaining opening in earth science so that the classes wouldn't have to be covered solely by our current earth science teachers was taken care of last week on December 7th. The board approved the hiring of another new earth science teacher. We were in a bind with hiring. There is a shortage of teachers, as everyone knows, that was brought out last week, particularly with earth science. Earth science, for some strange reason, is the most difficult science area. It's difficult science area to attract teachers to. So we now have a full complement of staff in the sciences. Hopefully it stays that way and that we move forward from this point. Thank you.
Mr. Bell, can you provide an update regarding Syntex?
Yeah. Tonight, we met with representatives of Syntex about the contract that we have with them and so on. I've spoken with Syntex several times during the week. One of the concerns was about the new website that we were supposed to receive. And I take the blame for the delay in the website because, as you know, our school colors are crimson and gray. And when the original website was developed at the end of the summer, it was a bright red and white. So I had asked Syntex to send it back to the art department and try to get the red more closely aligned to what our school colors are so that the website would reflect Amityville tradition, and to add some gray into the website. They did that. We didn't add a total gray background because that would be too dull, but we have great banners going through the website. So the website will be ready to launch mid-January, and it will have all up-to-date information. It's an easily navigable website, if I'm saying that correctly. And the colors are more closely aligned with what the true Amityville warrior colors are. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. And also just in regards to the information that came out from New York State in regards to Native Americans and removing like the headdress, where do we stand on that in addition, how we plan to address it? Because I know at the middle school, there's the Indian headdress on the floor. So where else in the district do we have these items?
Much of that was taken care of when the new construction was put in place. That the word warrior itself is not problematic because the warrior has meaning separate and apart from any connotation with Native American tribes. What had been done during the time of construction with anything that was new. It is the warrior head and headdress was removed, and we used warrior and the large A took the place of the logo. There are some places around the district where we still have the warrior head and headdresses. Ms. Johnson mentioned at the middle school, and surprisingly on some of the new tables in the cafeteria. Those will be changed. Okay, so that will be removed, but we are going to continue using the warrior name, but with a large capital A in the center of the logo.
Thank you, Dr. Bell. Does Board of Education have anything that they would like to say? The board members? Is there anyone else from the cabinet that they have anything, Dr. Bell? Yes, the amendment.
Yes. We had last week regarding the fourth reading.
Please. Yeah, just move the mic a little bit closer to you, please. Thank you.
Last week, there was the board adopted a resolution to modify the 403B plan retroactive to January 1, 2020. And the question came up because the question was, why was it backdated to 2021? And the reason why that happened was this. And I wanted to verify to make sure that what my statement was correct. And indeed, it was correct. OMLI, which is our 403B third party administrator, needs to put a plan in place for district employees. This is not school district money. This is individual employees' money. And in 2020, they sent a letter to us to put a document in place for audit in the event somebody wanted a hardship withdrawal of their own money. That email was misdirected to a former employee who's no longer here. So when the email came in, we did not know. We didn't. It bounced back. And this year, we added a 457 plan. And when we were doing the plan, the company came to us and said, oh, you did not have that resolution in place. So in order to move forward, you have to have this resolution in place. Hence, backdating it January 1 of 2020. So that's how the whole thing happened. If the email had gone to my office and or my secretary, we will have taken care of it last year. But because it was sent to the former employee and bounced back, we had to address it retroactive to January.
Thank you. Ms. Santos?
Instead of healing, I just want you to know that I am so proud of you. So proud that you're me when I was a child. And I know we can do it. Si se puede. We can do it if we stick. And we have such wonderful people that will teach us, regardless of where we came from, regardless of what language you speak. These teachers and the staff members in Amityville will teach us. And I am so very proud of you. Congratulations and good luck in college.
Dr. Phil?
Yeah, I also wanted to mention that tonight we appointed Natasha Lynn as the real dean at the high school. She was...
Stand up, please, Natasha. Ms. Lynn, please stand up. Yeah. So congratulations.
At this point in time, we will take community input on non-agenda items.
Good evening, everyone. Patricia Hobson, Amityville, New York. What a refreshing feeling I have sitting here this evening to hear the presentations and the information from the board. Dr. Fail, thank you for clarifying that information to know that for last week's meeting. A couple of things I want to get some clarification. It was mentioned last week, and there were two family members, separate family members, that were here about suspensions. So, hearing through the grapevine, Amityville has suffered a large number of student suspensions this first half of the year, first quarter. Can you share the number of students that were suspended from school for more than 30 days?
I'd love to. I'd be happy to prepare a report on that. I would hesitate to do it for my head.
Okay. So the question
I'd be happy
is,
to do it.
That's
though.
Fine. Thank you. What I'd like to know is the number of students that were suspended for more than 30 days, general education students, as well as those students with IEPs. Last week, a reference was made to the school district's report card. Has the state released formally its report cards for school districts?
Joan, we haven't seen it, no.
So it's interesting that a community member referenced Amityville's test scores being low. We already know that right now we're trying to build up academically curriculum in our students' test scores. I think it's unfair to paint a picture that our children are doing so bad when we're currently coming out of the pandemic. I would say most school districts in Long Island, if you were to look at their district's report cards, it would be lower than how it had been in prior years. Just because, remember, just 2 years ago, our children experienced a different type of learning environment, and they continue. And right now we're starting to evolve back to where education should be. So I would hope with from reading today's tie that came in today's mail, the number of qualified professionals that the district has hired with Dr. Wade and the board and administrators, that we're starting to move in the right direction, possibly even having some curriculum specialists by department rather than Dr. Lane trying to cover math, science, English, social studies, and world language. It's an awesome task. And I think it would be beneficial if there were some curriculum specialists to help build the curriculums so that instruction can continue to be made richer and our children will be able to learn.
Ms. Austin,
thank you. I think I'm good.
Yes, go ahead. Mrs. Hobson, as you know, the community member who spoke about the state's report card, I thought I heard her mention that she referred to the Newsday she had read that day. So I did go back and forth through it, and I did find one reference, and it was in the pandemic article. That was chiefly about how Hempstead is struggling with its post-pandemic scores. And there is a piece in it that also says that Amityville is in a similar situation. But I did not find anywhere in any that week or the previous week where I report got this one.
Okay, thanks.
The second thing is, you'll be pleased to know that at the January meeting, we are going to propose to the board names of instructional supervisors who will be able to help us specifically in the areas that you're talking about. We did have an opportunity to put it into our American Rescue Plan, and so I'm delighted that Dr. Wade's help, we will be able to announce the appointments in January.
Thanks. Thank you. One last thing. In the article about the college tour, hopefully we can continue that. It's very nice.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other community input regarding non-agenda items?
Before I ask my questions, did I miss the soccer presentation?
No, they were not able to come tonight.
Oh, because I saw one of the players was All-American. That's a tremendous achievement, tremendous. And it's a great thing for Amityville to have. Okay, so Wendy Canestro from Amityville. I am the community member who brought up the report card. That can be found on the State Ed website. The majority of students, grades 3 through 8, are level 1, which they can't read or write or do math. Less than a quarter of the students in grades 3 through 8 are proficient. And yes, I brought that up. Yes, anybody can look at that. As far as coming out of a pandemic, there's certainly an education gap, a learning gap. All districts are dealing with it, but none are as severe as Amityville. I did also get the newsletter. I thought it was interesting. We're talking about moods again. Trustee asked about the metrics to know if it works or not. Person presenting couldn't even answer if there is a metric. Talking about the DEI, I mean, again, the kids are at a severe academic deficit. And I would be more interested in those newsletters saying, how are you going to address these things? So the Newsday article, the ENL students are really struggling, mostly Wyandanch, Copeg. These other districts have these programs in place, whether it's Saturday, family outreach. I'd love to read something like that, of what the district is doing. Historical Black College Tour, I saw that as well. I saw they went to North Carolina. There's a bunch of historical Black colleges, Maryland, Delaware, Pennsylvania, D.C., would like to go without having to go that far and incurring that much of an expense. The district, it does say that they pay for it, but it's limited because they pay for it. So I don't know how those children was chosen. It says that 90% of those kids go to college, but there's no statistics anywhere of how many of those kids that attend that tour apply to those colleges, get accepted to those colleges, or graduate those colleges. I think those numbers are really important to share. I know that there's pride in the fact that there is a historical Black college course strictly for that. And the largest majority of Amityville is Hispanic. So, you know, when we talk about inclusion, I think it's important to go to those colleges, but I think it's important to include other colleges too. That doesn't preclude any children from going. Certainly, I can't see a white or Indian or Asian kid going, when maybe they do, I'm sure the numbers are slightly great. I think I mentioned before, to have state colleges included too. So it's more opening. Two last things. My first question is, I have to go back to something at the last meeting where the physical therapy contract was approved, but it was retroactive to August. And it's really been gnawing at me. If there were no physical therapists for these sports, why are we retroactivating it to August if we just approved it in December? If they didn't provide services, why would we retroactivate that? The other thing is, there are a lot of personnel being approved, and I know some of them are needed, but some of them are retroactive to September and October. We don't want to do that. And the last thing that I do want to bring up is, at the work session on November 9th, which I think was very not transparent, there was a resolution to for RFPs for superintendent search. On November 16th, I did ask if the superintendent has tendered his resignation. I was emphatically told no. The local newspaper just put in their notice that the superintendent search form is expected to start in January. 2 days after the November meeting on November 18th, the district clerk sent an email to the district clerk serve for BOCES saying, hey, we're doing the superintendent search. Can you tell me how you did it? So again, for transparency reasons, and I know the superintendent has a clause, they have to give 6 months notice if you're separating for the district. All the arrows point to the superintendent is leaving. And it's almost insulting that you're telling us no when all these things are taking place. I'm again asking if the superintendent is leaving, even if it's at the end of the year, and to remind the board, where you represent the community, not the superintendent, you represent us. You're our advocates. I would like to know if he's leaving. I would also like to know why the contract's retroactive.
So I will respond to the questions that you have. One, in regards to it's not a physical therapist, it's an athletic trainer.
Sorry, it's from a physical therapist.
I'm responding to your question. It's an athletic trainer. So I will let Dr. Fail address why it was
why the athletic trainer position is a retroactive position in terms of the payment. Not payment, but.
It's an annual contract. The trainer was not able to cover the football games. So the football games, we used Dr. Heavy.
Oh, but so you had trainers at the other
I have to check on that, Wendy. I'm not
sure. Because I think that's what I'm misunderstanding. I remember when you said a doctor, but I
it is an annual contract. Joe, do you know, or Dr. Wade, do you know if we had
trainers? So what we'll do, we'll get the information and we'll provide it back to you.
Yes.
In regards to the superintendent search, there's a letter that's being worked on now by myself as the board president, but I have to provide that letter to the Board of Education for review. And in that letter, it will explain everything in regards to the superintendent search. Not to delay the process, we have put out a request for proposal. And whenever you put out requests for a proposal, when that occurs, there's a timeline that you have to provide in terms of submitting the information, when the firm submit the information, if there's any questions, when the board will review it. That whole timeline is extremely important. Before we before we present a superintendent search firm to the district, I will have spoken with the board and I will provide the complete timeline as well as a letter. At this point in time, Dr. Bell has not resigned from his position. He's aware of the search and he's aware of what we're going to be doing. In my letter, I will explain it.
When do you anticipate the letter coming out?
I will not give you a date because if I don't meet that date, then it will be an issue. So I will.
The last thing is I asked for the pricing.
So with the price for the Infinity campus,
I prefer to send it and transmit it to the board Friday with the comparison with the present price. But yesterday I did receive the proposal for funding from the campus through our posts.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions regarding non-agenda items? Seeing none, the board has to go back into executive session because there are still additional particular person employment history that we must address in executive session tonight. So can I have a motion to go back into executive session to address particular person's employment history?
So moved.
Carol Seahawk as first, Jeanette Santos as second. The only other item that we may have to vote on when we come back out, will be about the tax that we have to talk about. So it's particular person's employment history as well as the tax deduction. So that's the only item that we will probably have to vote on to amend the agenda when we come back out. We anticipate being in executive session for roughly about 45 minutes to an hour at the most. So we will be going back into the art room and then we'll come back in here. So feel free to wait or you can go, whatever you like to do. So I have Carol Seahawk first and Santos a second. All those in favor? Aye.
resume and open at 9:35. Can I have a motion to amend agenda item 3A4 to correct the school course catalog for the high school and middle school to read 2023-2024 on the agenda? Jeanette Santos first, Dave Keller second. No, any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Can I have a motion to approve the amended agenda item 3A4?
The move.
Carol Seahawk first, Leslie Pratt second. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting at 9:36? Terry Fulton first, Leslie Collette second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for attending the meeting.